A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 7. Crew of the Tin Sparrow have received their mission from Mardosh Pox, to run spice for him across the Dune Sea from Mos Espa to Mos Eisley. The crew takes with them Thorben Dess, a mechanic who works for Mardosh, and who built the modified speeders they're using to cross the sea. Using a path along the edge of the Dune Sea, the crew hopes to avoid contact with the Hutt's rivals, the Exchange. But not long after they leave, the crew runs into the Exchange, some crate dragons, and some Tusken Raiders.
Chubrub, you're up.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop up on Sawbones' back, and for my standard action, I'm gonna pull out a smoke grenade and toss it to Thorben and tell him to pop it and get small. That should provide cover for Willy Roma and Thorben. Thorben?
Okay. It is now the Bantha riding, Gaddurfi wielding Tuskens. So they'll close the distance. Actually, okay. They will attempt a flanking maneuver.
All right.
So the sand people on the Banthas are moving up four squares, but they're attempting a flanking maneuver. They're going to try and get around you guys.
And it's Thorben's turn.
All right. He got the smoke grenade from Chubrub, and he's going to follow his instructions, which is to get low and pop the smoke grenade. For cover.
Okay. I guess he will do just that.
Yeah.
He will get low and pop smoke.
Yep. So now you guys are in smoke, which that doesn't really seem like that helps you guys any.
Not a whole lot. After Thorben is Kale.
Cool. I fly up in the air. Is that standard action?
That's a move.
I'm going to fire at one of these guys, at this guy.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
9.
That's enough to hit the Bantha.
Yeah. Shoot this fucking... Bantha. His butter making Bantha.
Hey, at least you so fucking rude. Hit something tonight.
They hit you. I'm going to hit you right in the mouth.
There it is.
Okay, roll damage.
10 damage.
You hit it. He goes, whatever Bantha sound like.
Yeah?
Okay, it's pretty close.
Yeah, okay.
I just heard it.
Yeah, I just heard it.
Yep.
Bantha.
Yeah.
All
right, Mark and Obi.
So I guess I'll swing.
It's all the first.
The Bantha guy? I don't know.
At the guy or the Bantha?
Well, I'm can't. I gotta hit the Bantha.
Basically.
Yeah. I'm gonna go for the Bantha, I guess.
Okay.
That's face.
Yeah.
Swing away.
Right, it's right, it's nose ball eye face.
Mm-hmm. Nose ball eye face, yeah. Uh-huh. Right there.
You know there's one nat 20.
Wow. Roll it again so you can get another one.
Yeah. Confirm it.
Okay, so it's still double damage.
Plus 24.
But yeah, good hit. That's a solid hit. Wait, actually,
is that Bantha still up?
Yeah, that put it down on the condition track.
Hey guys, I'm getting really good at swinging at big things today.
And then you hear the two sand people up on the ridge, and then. One of them shoots at. Yeah, he's going to take another shot at Jer.
And I'll use deflect.
It's a 16, so that would hit you.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I'll use deflect.
Give me a deflect. Not quite enough. Take 12 damage. Mm. And then the other one is going to shoot at you since you's flying.
Mm-hmm.
You're an easy target, son.
That's fine.
Does an 11 hit?
What is this again? Fortitude?
Your reflex.
Sorry. No, it does not. I'm okay. 17, baby boy.
Then he missed.
Hey, cut that shit out.
And then it is the chieftain in the back there. He'll shoot at you, Kale.
Darn straight he will.
He hits you. Take 13 damage.
Okay.
It is your turn, Sawbone.
All right. I'm going to put Chubrub on.
Yeah, we're good.
He's already on. Yeah, pilot. Yeah, you got to make a pilot check.
That's fine. It's 21.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Okay, so I'll get like close to them, but obviously not like right on them. Like right, kind of where that squiggly line is. Yeah, like right there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to make a shot?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot at the demoralized.
Cool.
Dude. 15.
That hits. Roll for damage.
14 plus just 16.
16 damage?
16 damage.
Yowza! That takes him down the condition track. So now he's even worse off. All right, good shot. Next up, Willie.
In the middle of a bunch of smoke, I'm going to drop down.
Okay. Chubrub, you're up.
Yeah. I'm going to take a thermal detonator out and then use the force to just put it right in between the two snipers.
All
right.
Roll so that force check.
Here's my force.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Nat 20. Yeah.
Go ahead and confirm it.
Confirm.
Well, not a 20.
So what was the total roll?
The total roll was a 35. 20.
Oh, wow. That's times 3 damage. Roll damage, and if it's more than 30, they're both obliterated. 6, 10,
20,
25, 26. 26
before tripling.
They're done.
It's just a meat face. There's not even a portion of the ridge that has fallen down.
Yeah. You won't even be able to loot their bodies. They're just gone.
There's like a pair of shoes.
One shoe, foot still in it.
Smoke coming out of it.
I'm gonna. Don't let me forget the toes in there.
Oh God, Jesus!
It's Thorbin's turn.
Yeah, there's a bantha right next to him.
There's a bantha. Is he gonna shoot the bantha?
Sure.
Okay.
Or the
shoot the rider?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll go ahead and make perception. Failed his perception, so he misses. So, Kale's turn.
Damn it, Thorbin.
Sorry, guys.
He's a youngin'. It's not his fault.
Grow up.
He killed a guy today.
Yeah, not good enough.
All right, I'm going to shoot
the bantha.
Yeah, I guess it will take out the bantha. Ooh. I can shoot the guy. And I've got precise shots.
Totally
so
shoot the guy.
I'm going to shoot the guy.
Bantha will run away.
Uh-huh. That's 20.
You just rolled double 20s?
No, I just rolled a 20 with my force point, my six.
Nice.
Should I confirm this?
Yeah, try it. See if you can get another one.
Nope.
That's still double damage.
Still double damage.
Hells yeah.
Nice.
That's on the rider?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's on the rider. Okay.
25.
You shoot him off the back of the bantha.
Bam.
And he hits the ground in a crumpled pile.
Dead?
And does not move.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Kiss my grits.
Yo, man, what a grits.
All right, Mark.
Huh?
My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay. Yeah.
His bantha's actually still pretty pissed at you.
I'm
going to run back here and help out.
Okay.
And I go from behind the bantha, and I swing at his bantha butthole.
Oh, okay.
Just shove the lightsaber in his bantha butthole.
The one place that they don't have a thick hide is their butt.
That's true.
So is it like all that right. scene in The Phantom Menace where he's just like stabbing the door?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where the bantha poodoo comes
That made
out.
My butt hurt. Oh, no.
Yeah, you hit him.
Right in his butthole.
Right in the butt.
Yeah.
So do damage.
Do butthole damage.
17 in the butthole.
That's some good damage.
What?
That's some really good damage.
In the butt.
What did Samantha say?
I feel like he's going to run.
I mean, he'll just run in a direction away from you. He just starts running at full speed.
The rider on the back's like,
yeah, the rider's trying to get him in control, but it's not working.
No. Okay, so now that I think the only one that is left is the chieftain.
Yeah, the only one left is the chief. So he'll take a shot at Mark because he just watched that whole shit go down. So he missed. Sawbone, it's on you.
Fly over, and I'm going to shoot this bitch.
Do it to it.
Bam. 13.
It's 13 to hit?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that does not hit.
Come on, Chief.
Willie?
One of these motherfuckers.
You want to yell at him?
Yeah. How far is the smoke out from me? I can't tell.
Which direction is the wind going, Doug?
Away. It's going this direction.
Okay. So, I mean, the smoke was popped on y'all, so it's like from y'all over. So if you move forward like 2 squares, it'll be out of the smoke.
Okay. I'll kind of move myself forward. I guess I'm on the speeder, so I'll just kind of move to the left and get off the speeder.
Okay. And then you're going to yell at him?
Yeah. Tell him, coming to get him.
Hey, okay.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Okay.
29.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Lowered defense is
like a mug. Chub rub?
All right. Should I thermal detonate him again, or should I just...
Yes.
I don't know if you need to thermal
detonate. Just do the same thing.
Thermal.
So, yeah, we know the drill. Use the force. Huck the grenade and the square below them. Yeah. 20. So, yeah.
To hit.
It's just a square, so yeah.
20 to hit, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. That's 8d6.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Okay. Oh my god.
Okay.
15, 20, 25, 30, 33.
Wow, that'll take the chieftain down 2 on the condition track. He's still alive though.
Wow. God. This guy's a beast.
What about his bantha?
I got one more.
His bantha, that will take it down 1 on the condition track, and it's still alive. The bantha that was enraged by Mark and Obi is going to charge at Mark and Obi. I don't think he can make it, though.
No, I'm not even going to move 4 squares.
Yeah.
Nice, Lau.
Yeah, he'll move 4 closer to Mark. So, yeah, that's about as far as he can go. So then it is Thorben's turn. So what's Thorben going to do?
He's going to see the bantha running at him, like charging him. He's going to take the opportunity to try to shoot at it.
Okay. 15. So he hits. Okay. He did 11 damages to it. And then it's Kale's turn.
Darn straight. I'm going to shoot at it. Well, I should probably move up, huh?
Mm-hmm. You can fly forward.
20 altogether.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Were you shooting at? You shooting at the chieftain?
Yeah, I was shooting at the chieftain.
So 13.
Lucky number.
Lucky 13. Number 13.
Smoke that bantha.
Clean shot straight through the neck.
Yes!
Oh, he's choking on his own blood as he falls off the back of the bantha. It's Mark and Obi's turn.
Hit that bitch coming at you.
I'm going to turn to this little motherfucker right here. And I'm going to use power attack. -2.
Yeah, -2.
What's up?
Roll it.
Hey, that's a hit.
Hey.
Yay!
Yay!
So
19. Yeah, you slash it right across the face, and it tumbles to the ground. And then it's Sawbone. There's one enraged bantha left.
Wait, right below you.
Right below you.
It's that guy right there. It was one that the chieftain was on.
Blasting him in the face.
Do it to it.
11.
Okay, yeah, you hit him.
Roll that damage.
Roll for damage.
Roll that damage.
It's 21.
21?
Yeah.
21. Kills it.
Boom. Nice.
All right.
Fucking A.
It is now 8 o'clock at night. You see the twin suns are starting to set. You guys kind of travel just a little away from the dead bodies. Just because you don't want to be near it. So you guys stop for the night. Thorben jumps out of his speeder and he pulls out a bunch of like pop-up tents and like some stuff to start a fire. because it's the future. So he just like sets something down and is just like, and there's a fire. It's really cool. It's like gas powered or some shit. I don't know, because you're clearly not going to find timber or anything nearby.
Nope.
It's yeah, the future and a long time ago.
It's someone's future.
It's someone's future. It's also someone's past.
I don't know when we are.
And present.
And present.
All right.
We're handing out presents?
No, we're not handing out presents, Ed.
Somebody said presents?
Oh, presents? Yo, where the presents at?
Oh, what?
Jeez.
Is that next week?
So, you guys got some loot, and we talked about how you guys were going to go over said loot in this round. So what did you guys take? Let's go around. We'll start with Ross, and we'll just go around the table and just say what you took from the loot. And if you haven't yet, we'll do that real quick also, if you haven't already pulled what you're going to do. Okay, we'll just do that real quick.
Well, we had 2,600 credits, so we can split that up straight away.
2,600 from those guys?
Yeah. So you can just split that up but right away.
I'm not strapped for cash.
Just then, 525.
Okay. Cool.
I also...
I'm a rich Jedi.
Hell yeah.
I'm also going to take these 9 med packs. I think they're most useful for me. And this data pad. And a mesh rope. One of the 5.
Yeah. I don't know if I took anything.
No, you didn't, because that's it.
So
yeah, but I don't...
If there's nothing on there, then don't worry about it.
Can I just, like, my character just take some vibro blades and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, just... I just want to twirl them.
Sure.
And do some fake stunts.
Uh-huh.
Thing called,
some wet stunts?
Yeah. I want to learn to juggle vibro blades, so that's something.
Some wet stunts.
I'm going to do some wet stunts. Damn it. With these bad boy vibro blades.
Cool. All right, well, mark those off, put them on your inventory, and pass it to Daniel.
I'm taking 2.
Chubrub looked through all of it, and like he took the rope, thought that was useful. It took a couple of things of rope.
Can't you destroy the weapons to make?
Yeah, I can take that with you can do that with power packs or pistols or anything like that. I've got, like, my pockets are full of that kind of stuff already.
Okay.
And I also took 4 of the things of the mesh tape.
Okay, cool.
Call mesh tape's good shit.
Especially when I have pockets full of bombs. Mm-hmm. So
and meat.
You have a bandolier, right?
And butter. I have a bunch of meat that I've cut off of some dead people.
Uh huh. And some dragons. You got
some dragons meat.
Some dragons. Yeah.
I cut the tattoo off of somebody, and I got some flesh in my pocket.
Uh huh. I think it was an exchange tattoo.
Yeah, it was the exchange tattoo, uh-huh. And so I took a bunch of teeth and ears and stuff like
Perfect.
That.
Perfect. That's disgusting.
All right. While we're just riding along, I'm going to be working on making necklaces out of all of them.
Well, you stop for the night, so you have some time to do that.
Yeah, just chilling.
Sawbone.
Alright,
talking to your fucking
sorry.
Microphone.
Okay. I'm gonna get energy cells.
I'm gonna take energy cells.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you need to move that microphone, you I can. Will. It's on an arm. You can move it to what's best there suited for you.
There sorry. You sorry.
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna shove something down your throat.
Wow.
Every kiss begins with
Market ends. So I'm going to take energy cells. And that's it. I don't really need the pistols or the rifle. I just want the energy cells for ammo.
Perfect.
I'm going to take the 5 energy cells.
All right. Mark it off and add it to your inventory. All right. And Mark and Obi, last.
I'm reaching in the bag with my eyes closed.
Okay.
It's like, oh.
There's swords in
oh,
there.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Ow.
Oops. There's nothing that I want, so.
Okay.
It's nothing that a Jedi needs.
No.
Perfect.
You're a simple man with simple
measures. Chubbo, could you use the rest of those things, like the blast rifles now that you have crafted?
To create bombs?
To create
bombs? The pistols I can and the like the power packs and stuff like that are what I can do. So. Okay.
So the rest of that loot is going to go into like your group inventory
we'll
sort of stuff.
It.
Yeah,
we'll pile it on the speeders that we're on,
yep.
And then we'll get it when we get back.
Yep,
to
and then you can sell it or do whatever later, and we'll figure that shit out when we get there.
And does everybody have comlinks? Everybody has comlinks.
Everyone already has comlinks.
Okay.
We're all linked up.
Yeah, all those guys have
comlinks. Yeah, because Verbok gave us comlinks.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants this bandolier? Does everybody have...
I'll take another one. I'll crisscross.
That would be awesome.
Crisscross.
Done. That's handled.
So Chubber now has 2 bandoliers crisscrossed. All right. You guys are down for, or not necessarily down for the night, but you guys have stopped for the night. At this point, this is where you guys can, if you need to make bombs, because you're running low, you've got stuff, you've got a couple hours to make some bombs out of pistols and stuff that you don't need anymore.
All right. Anybody need any bombs? Anyone? No?
You know what? I want one. I want to throw a bomb.
Here you go.
Hey, thanks. I really want to throw this bomb.
It works it works exactly like a frag grenade.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put that down right now. All right.
So again, that acts like a frag grenade. So sure. Whenever you roll that, you may need to look it up in the book or someone
it's just 4d6 in four squares.
Okay.
There you go.
It's a two-square blast radius.
Yeah, two-square. Yeah, so
from the square out like a beautiful. Like a flower.
At this point, you guys probably eat dinner. I don't. Is there anything you guys really want to do at this point? You guys just want to keep going. I mean,
just checking.
This is. Yeah, you guys did a lot of role playing on the ship, so there's not really a lot.
Hey, yeah. Let's talk about more backstory.
Yeah, if you want to do some more backstory exposition, this would be the time.
Anybody want a tooth necklace?
Well, that's real sweet, but I'm okay.
I mean, does it mean we're best friends forever?
You got it.
Hey,
bros that hunt together stay together.
For sure. I put that tooth necklace on.
Okay, wow. Sure. Caleb, I think he has something to add to his artwork now. Nope, I'm done.
No more edits. No more edits.
This is it. What about, you got anything you want to do, or just...
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just going to sleep soon.
Sleep?
And I go over to Thorben, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I just check in with him. Like, hey, Thorben, I know you saw some shit back there.
Yeah.
How you holding up, bud?
Well, I mean, I didn't see you guys like fight the dragons because I was watching stuff, but those banthas, that was pretty intense.
You killed somebody.
Yeah,
dude.
He killed a guy.
You killed a guy.
Oh my gosh, I blocked that.
You took a life today.
I blocked that from my memory.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
No, that's good.
Oh, God.
No. Thorben, repress that shit.
The cops are probably looking for you.
You used to try it.
Did you have a grenade?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, it feels so good. If you guys don't mind, I'm just going to go lay down, I think, and just go to sleep. That was pretty scary.
Give him a death stick. That'll make him feel better.
Oh, God. I do have a death stick to give him.
No, thanks.
Let's drug this kid up.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Don't do drugs, listeners.
Drugs are bad.
Especially space meth, don't essentially.
It's basically space meth. That's the worst.
Apron Saga PSA.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do space meth.
Don't do space meth, specifically. All right. So Thorben goes and lays down. He just, out of one of the tents, just crawls into like a sleeping bag, and you kind of hear some light sobbing. it was a very intense day for like this 12-year-old, really, or however old a 13-year-old I say it was. He was a kid, though. Sawbone, were you doing anything?
Nah, man.
No.
I'm just going to go rest. I'm going to take it easy.
Cool.
Take a load off.
A long day.
Okay. Mark and Obi, what are you doing? Anything?
I just go by the fire and sit down, get warmed up.
Because it is going to get cold. It is, you know, but again, he's got those little pop-up tents. I mean, you're not going to get cold in there. The fire and stuff is big enough to keep
just,
you guys warm.
Just thinking about...
Popping a tent.
Should we
just thinking about what I was doing today, and anybody got any ghost stories for around the fire?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. Come on, sit down, buddy.
So, two kids are riding out in the desert in their speeder, right? And they're going over to the precipice off in Tatooine, overlooks a gorge. And they hear on their comm link that there's a murderer out.
Ooh, scary.
Uh-huh. And he's only got one hand. And it's been retrofitted with a robot hand. Uh-huh. And they need to keep on the lookout. And I forget how the rest of the story goes, but there's a robot hand on the door to the speeder. And that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
And I do one of these. Ooh, and I wave my hands over my head. Ah! I'm not too good at telling ghost stories.
And I just stare at him in utter silence, like, for the first time in this entire... I'm just not talking.
The first time that Mark Kenobi...
I think you might
speechless.
Have stunned Mark Kenobi.
All right, fine.
Can I try to sneak attack pants him while he's telling this awkward rambling story?
When he stands up and waves his head and hands over his head? Yes, roll it.
28.
Yeah, he pants me.
Yeah, so you just sneak up behind him, and he's like, ooh, and you're just like,
ninja out of the way.
So my jubblies.
You see nothing.
Hey, what are those?
those are my blue balls.
Are those grapes? Are those grapes you got there?
Yeah, smuggling grapes.
Wow. Real twig and berries.
And a death stick.
Real twig and berries.
And a death stick.
I've got a real story, though.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is going to be a crazy one, okay? Everybody gather around. Nobody gather around. Okay, it's just me and you. Listen, okay? So I was sitting there. We just finished wrapping up this movie called Deathblade, okay? And I was sitting there, and we were looking at the numbers, and we were all excited. And then the numbers came in. It didn't do so good. Everyone was real scared. That's the story.
I feel like that might be the typical Mark Kenobi movie, though.
I feel like Chubrub
should be a movie star, okay?
Chubrub should pants him as well.
I feel like Chubrub should Chubrub also should pants. Him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm sitting down. And I have a robe on.
Daniel's built his bombs and stuff. You guys all go to sleep. Do you guys? Someone needs to keep watch overnight. I mean, you guys can take obviously shifts. So you guys just want to just real quick. I mean, there's 8 hours that overnight. There are six of you guys with Thorben. So you guys need to decide. How, I guess how many hours it's going to be for each. I guess maybe two hours each.
Hours
so who's going to take the first shift? The first watch. Kale.
Yeah.
All
I actually think we're just going to go this
around the
way.
Cool.
Let's just do an easy rotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not dwell on who's going to stay right. up.
Roll for perception.
Yep, because you're just sitting around at the fire.
Roll perception. Oh.
No.
Critical. Fail.
Wait, really? A
yeah.
one?
Yeah, a one.
Oh, they're good, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's... They're good.
They're good? You're good.
Yeah, nothing happens.
You're nothing happens.
I'm just
so
peeing
you
into
are,
the fire.
Yeah, you're just complete... You're playing with your dick. So that's why you were busy. You didn't see anything, but it's fine, because there was nothing to be seen.
There's nothing to see.
So you go to you wake up Chubrub, who is not very happy to be woken
hey,
up. But
motherfucker, what?
Fuzzball,
what?
It's your turn.
God damn it! All right, bye.
All right, so you go out there by the fire, and we need, I guess, roll perception.
Oh man, that's not good. That's like a 13.
You're good.
What? Yay!
Oh, sweet.
You too. See nothing, because there's nothing to be seen. And then. The alarm goes off. It's time for you to switch shifts. So you go wake up Sawbone.
We're yeah. bros. So remember, you'll wake me up real nice.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Bro.
Hey, what's bro. Up? What's up? What's up, Trevor?
So it's your watch.
Saying bro.
Yeah.
Right next to his face.
Just right up.
Yeah, yeah. Just bro. I get like right up next to his bro. Face. And he's like,
bro. Bro.
From my tent, you hear, because I got night farts. That's on my character sheet.
All right,
oh,
so you
dude,
wake-
I have scent. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Who are you to talk about scent? You got meat and butter in your all your pockets.
That's very true. Like, he's the cleanest of you guys. He's definitely taking the most showers. And
still
but,
the stinkiest.
But he still has
still
meat and butter
so
in
wait,
his pockets.
So wait, are your bombs and shit just covered in meat
no,
and
I
butter?
No, I have... Remember, I have a bunch of different pockets, and I have two bandoliers.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
that's
so,
true.
So, I have, like, so one, of my, you- one of my big pockets is dedicated to meat and butter.
It's labeled.
Meat,
butter.
Butter.
Crisper.
Except I can't read, so it's just like a big thing of old meat stapled to that pocket, so I know.
Oh, God. All right, so you wake Sawbone up. Sawbone goes out by the fire, and we need you to roll a perception.
26.
That's 26.
Yeah. You're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm just sitting by the fire and watching
super
that lit. Campfire.
All right, well, and you know that it's now your
turn. Now it's time to go wake up Mark Kenobi.
Yep, you did your two hours. Time to go wake
so
up Mark Kenobi.
So I go in there, and I go, hey.
Hey.
Hey, bad Jedi. Bad Jedi. It's your turn.
I'm still laying there, and I'm talking in my sleep.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, come on. Feel it, feel it. Oh, no. Feel the vibration. Right? Ants.
Dreaming about Mark Kenobi, it's your turn, man. Mark Kenobi,
are you having a wet dream about ants?
I don't know.
I look down, and Mark Kenobi has this like wet area on his jorts, and I'm like,
no.
Mark Kenobi, it's your
please
turn.
No, we're retconning that. There's no wet spot in his jorts.
I wake up slowly, and
what's going on?
Oh, it's your turn, Mark Kenobi.
Oh,
my it's your turn to guard us.
What's that?
And I wipe some drool off my face.
Okay.
So I grab my Jedi robes and then I grab my lightsaber. I head up to the fire.
All right, so you go sit by the fire and we need you to roll perception.
Okay. as I'm sitting there, mm-hmm. I'm just tossing my lightsaber back and forth uh-huh. in my hands.
Hopefully it doesn't come on.
Me too.
You could be like meditating in the force.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah, there's some of that too, but mostly just throwing the lightsaber. Yeah.
I mean, also, there could be some of that, but whatever.
Just right. A little lightsaber juggling, okay?
10.
I see Brendan smiling.
Yeah, that's no good.
Oh, no.
I throw my lightsaber back and it goes off. And it's just laying on the ground. Oh no.
Yeah. All right, so out of the darkness, you hear some chittering. And then 4 womp rats come running at you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. We are just plowing through this Tatooine adventure. Let's just get right down to business, huh? If you like what you're listening to, make sure to check out our other shows like 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Legends, which returns this week, actually. Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day! Or how's it? Garbage Day! I don't fucking know. I don't even know that's what they're even referencing. If you want to help support the show, go check us out on Patreon over at patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as $1 a month, you get some special content. And we're trying to push new content from all of our shows, not just 8bitgeek, but also Legends and Saga and all that stuff. We have shirts available. Our shirts are pretty much just our logo. You can check those out over on 8bitgeek.threadless.com. 8bitgeek.threadless.com. If you go over to collections, I believe that's what it's called, you can see 8-Bit Saga, you can see Brainberry, and you can see Legends. Saga, Brainberry, and Legends. And then, of course, you also have our 8-Bit Geek shirts. The Saga shirt is dope. I've already ordered mine. Should be here within the next few days. I'm super pumped about it. What else? Make sure to follow the 8-Bit Geek on Facebook for posts from just about all of our shows. You can also check out our Twitter, which is at 8-Bit_Saga. 8-Bit_Saga. That is our Twitter. You can follow us there for updates on the show and stuff like that. If you want to have an NPC named after you, you can use the hashtag 8BitSaga, and we'll name someone after you. We have, again, we're not quite there yet. It's the next session, or what we call the next session. Session 4, which will be like episode 10, I'm guessing at this rate. Maybe earlier than that. We have, I think, 4 people so far named. We have more people that have tweeted at us that we have to throw in our next session. So just stick around. Those people are coming up. Super exciting. And that's about it. So let's get back to the show. I've wasted way too much of your time. Let's hear what the crew is going to do to get out of this mess, huh? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Out of the darkness, you hear some chittering, and then 4 womp rats come running at you.
Oh, okay. I'll just pick up my lightsaber then.
You should be pretty skilled at killing little yeah. rat things. So.
Hey, you little cute sons of bitches!
You look like Clint.
And they look. They're not like maybe they're rabid. You know what I mean? Like they're coming to attack. Womp rats typically don't just attack people.
Yeah.
But they're. They see the fire, they see you, they're coming at you.
Oh, yeah. I get in my attack position. I put my hips to the side.
You know,
I take my hips to the side right here and open up my robe a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I take my lightsaber out and... Wong!
Wong.
Ed
Wong. Do we need to have the roll for initiative?
Just him for now.
Okay.
19.
You go first.
Awesome.
So, I mean, you can rouse everyone or just try and take these womp rats
on
your own. I'm
going to fuck these things up myself.
Okay, good.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Swing a lightsaber. Here we go.
Yeah, we'll say that, like, they're
hey, not bad.
That was Woo, man, that was gold.
This is going to be an episode where we all find our catchphrases, please. Eeny, meeny, miny,
episode no. 7, the search for a catchphrase.
They're not, like, surrounding you. They're kind of, like, all in front of you, kind of. Okay. Like, yeah, if you're
like that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Cool.
Which one are you swinging at?
Well, if they're all in front of me like that, mm-hmm. can't I just do a power swing and hit them all, or no? Do I have to focus on one?
No, that's a cleave.
Yeah, okay. That's a cleave or a whirlwind attack.
I see. Okay. I will focus on the one that's right in front of me. All right.
That one. Okay. It was like, well, there's four right in front of you. Right. Okay.
You just pick one and swing.
All right. Roll an attack.
That hits.
14.
14 damages? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you sliced that little bugger in half.
So I take that.
All right. So that one's dead.
Okay.
It's now
we moved that one off board.
There. So the one to your left is going to try and bite you.
Mm-hmm.
He bites you. He bites you for one damage.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Oh, man.
The 41.
Womp rat number two in front of you is going to try and claw at you.
Okay.
Ow, you little son of a bitch. Kind of hurt my ankle.
All right, the second one misses with his claws.
Your hand, but you got my ankle. You shook his hand. Ah, you son of a bitch, got my ankle.
The second one also bites you. For one damage.
All right.
You little whippersnappers, get out of here.
How much noise are they making? Obviously not enough for us to even...
No, actually, I was going to say, everyone roll a perception check to see if you hear the commotion. Because it's like chittering and squealing and lightsaber noises and Mark and Obi.
Going out!
Yeah, being
noisy. You little whippersnappers.
All right, we'll go around the table. Ross?
26.
Yeah, you hear it and
gonna
wake up.
He's going to go back
up. To bed.
24. You hear it and wake up.
12.
Fuck? You are still asleep.
15.
You hear it and wake up as well.
We'll say he's in... Thorben's in a tent with Willie, and they're both... I guess Thorben's just going to sleep through it.
Yeah, Thorben sleeps straight through
it.
I'm going to look out the, like, tent door.
Like the peephole?
The flap.
The flap. Yeah, the tent
flap. The tent door.
Uh-huh. Right near the fire, you see a womp rat carcass and three live womp rats. All coming at Mark and Obi.
I think he's got this handled. I'm gonna go back to sleep.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's fine.
So yeah, you don't even bother. Is Thorben just keep sleeping? You go back to sleep too. You're
got it handled.
Yeah, your tent's fine.
So you just peek out, rubbing your eye, and you're like, "Ah, oh, fuck that."
Yeah. Right back to sleep. Just with womp rats. It's cool. Whatever. Fuck it. Kel, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna crawl up to the front of the flap, and I'm gonna take my gun. Can I take my gun and aim it at one of them?
You can draw your weapon as part of your move action.
Okay.
And then if you don't want to stand up, you just want to shoot.
Yeah, prone. I want to shoot prone.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're kneeling.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm going to kneel, and I'm gonna take a shot at him.
All right.
I'm going to take a shot at the one closest to my tent.
Take you a pot shot.
So 15?
15 hits.
Cool. I did 11 damage.
11 damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you blast it. Falls.
Hey!
Got one!
Hey!
Just twitching a little bit.
Hey, thank you, okay? You're my biggest fan, and now you saved my life from these little rats.
I got you, my hero.
All right. Got some backup up here.
Cut it out. I'm trying to get my beauty sleep.
And then Sawbone woke up. Also, what does Sawbone do?
Yeah.
I will also take the prone position and shoot one of them.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot this one.
Shoot it. Do it.
It's 18.
Oh, yeah, that hits. Roll for damage.
19.
Yeah, you blast it right in the head. Basically take its face off.
He's done.
He ain't even twitching.
He did.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Sawbone. Really glad that you guys got my back out here. But I definitely could have handled it.
Probably.
Probably.
And then last, but certainly not least, Chubrub. What you going to do?
I'm going to stealth over there.
I said he was sleeping.
Oh, he woke me up.
He woke him up.
Okay. 20 to stealth my way over there.
To a rat.
Yeah, the rat doesn't see you.
I'm just going to grab one of the ones that Mark and Obi cut up and start eating it.
Okay. Hey, you need a little night, a little midnight snack, okay?
Yeah, thanks, dude. I was just thinking about food.
Look like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Mark and Obi.
It's your turn again.
I'm going to go after the one that's...
There's one still standing.
Eight, sorry.
There's an eight?
Yeah, eight total.
He missed.
Hey, watch this.
Whoa, hey. Oh, fast. He's a fast little guy.
Quick little bugger.
I'm just sitting there eating, watching you do this.
But he bit you.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he bit you, and you take 2 damage. And then, let's see, Willy Rowe went back to sleep. Thorbin is asleep. Kale.
Yeah.
You can do things.
Yeah, I'm still feeling good about my shots. So.
Okay. Take that shot.
19.
19. That hits.
12.
Okay. 12 damage?
12 damage.
Yeah, you hit him, and he falls, and he's unconscious, just sort of breathing heavy. On the ground.
Okay.
The other one is also unconscious, still alive, just sort of like twitching a little bit.
Good.
So they're unconscious. They're out of combat. You can coup de grace them if you so choose.
I'd like to walk up with my lightsaber and just slowly push it through the body. Say, bite that bitch.
Can I do a check if one of them's a boy?
Okay.
Can I do a real quick check if one of them's a male womp rat?
Do you have knowledge? Do you have knowledge life sciences?
No.
No?
Christ.
Well, then you have no idea how to discern whether
cool.
or not it's male or female.
I just
female.
Shoot one in the dick.
Dick.
That's
well,
his.
We found your tagline.
Yeah, that's his tagline.
I'm going to shoot one in the dick.
I just want to shoot one in the dick. I say, let me show you how it's done.
Well, that's a coup de grace.
That's a coup de grace.
Blew it in half.
Yeah, basically.
At the crotch area.
Coup de groin.
Coup de groin.
Coup de groin.
All right, and then Mark and Obi slowly stab the other one with his lightsaber, so they're all dead.
Like, real slow.
No.
Like, real slow. Real.
So, that's messed up.
Hey, you guys hungry?
That's like a minor dark side infraction for how fucked up that is.
Sorry, the fucker bit me.
So.
Revenge is dark side.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I'm sorry, he attacked
annoying.
First.
They were annoying little womp rats.
That's not the Jedi way.
It's the Mark and Obi way.
Mark and Obi.
Yeah.
That's what I'm in the movies.
Mark and Obi's redefining what
Watch
it means
it.
To be a Jedi.
Because you're moving closer to getting the dark side point, buddy.
Oh, gotta be nice.
Gotta be nice.
Gotta be nice.
Santa's not coming this year.
Space
Santa.
Space Santa.
You guys want any of this womp rat deliciousness?
You want me to cook that for you?
Nah, I'm good.
I can cook it.
He likes raw. He likes raw meat.
I like everything raw, baby.
Okay.
Oh.
You guys can cook that wampa.
Yeah.
Womp rat meat or that fire if
I
you
can
so
make
choose.
A kebab out with the lightsaber.
I mean, yeah, it's perfectly edible meat.
Yeah. They're not like they're not actually diseased. When I said they're rabid, like not actually rabid. They're just they were.
I mean, y'all probably just happened to camp. Like at their nest.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna cook one.
Yeah, and it's about at this point you start seeing like the sun's starting to come up. You guys first light.
I'm gonna make womp rat bacon for everybody.
Hey Willie, you got any I don't know, band-aids? I got these little bite marks.
I got a band-aid.
Thank you. Can I have it?
There's such small bite marks.
I know, but they're itchy.
So I'm going to check on Thorbin to make sure he didn't get eaten by anything.
He's in the tent with Willie, so they're both fine.
Okay.
Thorbin gets up, and he goes out there. What? What happened?
We just made you some breakfast.
Oh. Yeah, making you breakfast.
The breakfast came to us.
That's, wow.
I'm going to use the force and levitate one of the womp rat bodies and over to him.
Here you go. Have some food.
Is it cooked? One of the cooked ones?
No, it's the one I've been munching on.
Oh. Thanks. I think I'm going to pass on this, but thank you so much.
It, the force lifted Womp Rat out the way and hand him some bacon.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just push it out of midair.
No.
All right, so you guys collapse the tents. You put out the fire. So you guys get the stuff packed back up after having breakfast and all that stuff. So you guys probably head out, let's say it was around 6 when that was going on. Say around like 7:30 or 8, you guys head out again. So you guys getting back in the same order that you were in before. All right, so we're going to do the same thing we did last time, or you guys just move?
Move a little bit at a time.
I think it was 2.
It was 2.
I think it was every 10 miles.
Yeah, I think it was
so 2. So it was every 2 squares. All right, so you guys move 2 squares from where you were, and then we'll... Oh, I guess the pilots need to roll. That's who needs to roll. Three pilots.
I rolled a 2.
Oof. Okay.
15. So
I'm going to have 15. Trouble getting over those rocks.
Mm-hmm.
13.
All right, so you guys are kind of slowed down by like an hour, and you are slowed down by 2 hours, so you guys wait 2 hours to get over that rocky fucking terrain. It's all right. It's now like 10
Manual.
O'clock. It's 10 o'clock, and you guys move up to the next X. Who's in the front? Who's in the front?
We were.
Who's piloting?
He is.
Right, both of you do perception checks, please.
18.
12. 18. Okay, so you don't see anything, but Sawbone does. As you guys are coming up on this area of the map, you see in front of you the sand starts to slope down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Like a
drop? Yeah, sink? It starts to, like, sink down, and you see some tentacles reaching out of the sand.
Is it a Sarlacc?
Is it a Sarlacc pit?
I mean, you should probably let everyone else know that you guys are about to pass a Sarlacc pit.
Guys, there's a Sarlacc pit.
I say, hold on, and I turn down the classic rock that I had just been blasting in my ship. Yep, and I just turn it down. Well, hey. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, there's a vagina with teeth over here.
Yeah.
I leap up in my chair. What?
So, guys, there's a Sarlacc pit coming up.
A who?
A Sarlacc pit. So it's just huge tentacle-looking monster.
Yeah,
thing.
Like I said, a vagina with teeth.
Can we just go around it?
Yeah, can we go around it?
You guys, there's not a lot of space to get around it, but you can try to skirt it.
We're
going to
try
as possible.
And skirt it as much as possible.
So I think what we're going to do is that you guys are going to just go in order in the order that you're in the
in the
cart things, whatever, yeah. The speeders. What were they rolling against? I probably forgot.
Piloting?
Oh, they're going to be...
Was it piloting checks?
Yeah, they're going to be making piloting checks to try and avoid the tentacles grabbing at them.
There you go.
All right, so...
I got you, buddy.
First. We're going to go first, and here we go. That is a 17.
The 17 pilot?
You do not avoid the first tentacle. It grabs the front of your speeder.
Hey, can you fix this?
Nah, man, like...
You fix it. You got the lightsaber.
Okay, yeah, hold on. I'm going to try to fix it.
Swing at that tentacle, man.
Okay,
like, get it off of us.
Okay, I'm going to try to swing at the octopusy thingy.
It's called Sarlacc, Mark Kenobi.
Who?
Sarlacc.
Aha, uh-huh, that thingy.
He's panicked. Don't
try or as
things.
You would call it, a vagina.
I've never seen one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 11. Yeah, 11.
Right. 11, you hit the tentacle.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this thing.
Roll for damage. Nice work, Mark.
Roll for damage. 12. Yeah, that is enough to make it retract.
Yeah. Hey, nice work, Mark.
Hey, no problem.
We didn't sever it. He just
he made it let go of our ship.
Took a chunk.
And let go.
Thick tentacle.
So, yeah, let go.
All right, so the next one up is...
All right, so pilot check.
Pilot check.
Hope you guys make it to it.
That's a 19.
That's a no. It grabs the front of your speeder. Your co-pilot can try and... attack it to disengage.
Thorbin, be useful.
Okay. Let's see if Thorbin can be useful for once.
Thorbin.
Or again, I should say.
Yeah, that's very hurtful, Space Jesus.
Murderer. Come on, Thorbin.
Thorbin, use the force or something.
I don't have it.
Believe in yourself, okay? It was just like me in that one movie when I had to overcome all my odds and make that football team. You could do this.
You mean hutball team?
Yeah.
Thorbin takes a shot. And he hits it.
Yeah. Thorbin. Nice job, Thorbin.
Way to go, Thorbin.
Yay.
Okay, he hits it, but it's not enough to make it let go.
Thorbin, you better try that again or I'm going to fucking feed you to it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Please don't.
Jubrub, make a grapple check.
Grapple check?
Oh, no.
It's not much better. He's got me.
Yeah, he's got you grappled.
Oh, no!
Oh, Chubrub!
And this is another tentacle, not the same one grabbing your ship.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot at that tentacle that's got...
If this thing eats me, I'm out.
I get out of... I
I get out of the car. Do I need to get out of the car? I can't. I don't need to.
No, you can just shoot from yeah. shoot from there.
I
take
aim. Kaye, motherfucker.
19.
19 hits.
Sweet.
Roll for damage.
11
plus 1.
12. You 12. Do
math. That is enough to make it let go.
Darn straight.
So just drops him back into the speeder.
Yeah, basically. Willie, do you want to try and shoot the one grappling the speeder?
You should attempt to shoot.
Yeah. Sure. 17.
Hey, that hits.
All right.
Nice. Ready to go, Willie.
Part of the team.
4 damage.
4 whole damage.
Woo. It already took damage from the little boy's blaster.
Yeah,
the
not quite boy. Enough to it's make right. it let go. But you damaged it.
Am I close enough to reach
no,
back?
No, y'all are
and,
past.
Okay, so we're past.
So, I
so
mean,
we're just actually, we're just an audience.
Sawbone
can take a shot.
If you want to turn around
I'm
and take
gonna
a
turn
shot.
Around and shoot it. Yes, I will. 21?
Hey, Sawbone, this might not be the time, but it'd be really cool. Shoot your blaster at my lightsaber. It'll bounce off and then hit it. It'd be really neat.
No thanks, Mark.
Okay. No big deal. Just thought it'd be cool. I saw it once in a show. Roll for damage.
18.
Nice. You blast the tentacle, and it actually like snaps in half.
Nice.
Oh, you should totally try and grab it.
Grab that tentacle.
Yeah, I mean, that's some meat, bro.
There's still
it's
some.
It's up on the front.
There's tentacle wrapped around the front, but otherwise, ship can move. So you can go ahead and move past it.
All right,
move
broom, broom.
Broom, broom.
Broom, broom. Broom, broom.
All right, Kale.
Kale.
It's up to you to pilot past the tentacles.
Come on, Kale.
Let me show you how it's done. 28.
Still not quite good enough to
avoid
the
tentacle.
Oh, man,
on a 28?
Sarlacc.
It's a tentacle. It's getting bonuses
sure.
to grapple. Okay, so your ship is grabbed.
Without my consent.
Without your consent. Your co-pilot can make an attack.
14.
That hits.
7 damage.
7 damage, okay. You stick it with your needler. And don't let go, though.
So you guys
can
you guys
I?
Can help.
I'm going to turn around and shoot it.
Yeah, how close are we? What is our distance?
Just, you and Thorbin can both attack it. Chub-rub.
Yeah, I'll force a blue ball over there.
Oh, okay.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, that's over 30. That's like a 33.
Very nice. Yeah, you land it right on it.
Oh shit.
Nice.
Oh, 17.
17 damage.
Off my blue ball.
Yeah, the blue ball severs the tentacle.
Nice job, Chub-rub.
What up, bitch?
Very nice.
All right.
He's going right. to be Sarlacking a couple of limbs.
Heyo!
That's pretty good. Y'all have successfully passed the Sarlacc pit. Right, it is awesome. Now in your rear view.
All right, so you guys continue on. At that point, who's in the front again?
We are.
Well, you two make a perception check.
12.
14.
All right, so you guys see a sandstorm blowing in. You guys are able to set up the camp and stuff. You guys just only lose an hour due to that, so
that's not too bad.
It's about noon at this point, I guess, after that fight and the distance you've traveled. All right, so you guys make it to the next X on the map. So you guys are starting to near Mos Eisley. You are now like on a main like thoroughfare. You see a lot of other people kind of traveling to and from the city. You don't actually see the city yet, but you guys are getting closer, and there are a lot more people.
See a lot of CG. A lot of things added in post.
We just see dust flying up. We're like, oh, we'll see that later.
We'll see that later. That's special edition.
There's a dude with a tennis ball.
We don't need
There's
this.
A lot of people walking around with tennis balls on poles. You're not really sure what it is yet, but you figure you'll see it later.
Hey, guys, what's mocap?
Yeah. You'll see it about 20 years later in the special
suit?
Edition. So at that point, two other speeders come up next to you guys, and then they, like, get right in front of you guys like in a V, and they yell at you to stop, and they've got all their like rifles and stuff pointed at you.
I'm just gonna say, you know, it's been a real rough trip. We've seen some shit, and you're gonna regret this.
Bring it, bitch.
All right,
okay,
let's fucking do this.
Let's roll for initiative.
What?
What do these people look like?
There are 3 Rodians, 1 Aqualish, and a Duros, and they are wearing the clothes that you've seen and the outfits you've seen before.
on the exchange thugs. All right, Willie.
13.
16.
Keep the pace.
Chubrub sitting at a 21.
Sawbone at a 16.
So you and Kel are going to have a roll off here in a second.
Oh, roll off. Roll off.
Wait, what do you, I had a depressing nine.
The nine.
So sad.
All right, you two do a roll off real quick to see who goes first because you both had a 16.
Fine, I'll give it to you.
I'll take it.
Okay, so it'll go hey, Sawbone and then Kale.
In first in initiative is Chubrub. You are the round leader.
All right.
Make your moves, Chubrub. Right,
I have this one anti-vehicle mine that I pulled off of Yacht Knave's ship. So I'm going to use the force and just kind of like move that over towards the vehicle with three of them.
Damn. Didn't know he had that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's I only have one.
I forgot he grabbed that too. Fuck. Like, fuck.
All right.
Do it.
Chubrub don't take no shit from now.
Ah.
26, no so shit. Yeah.
A 26.
A 26?
To force them
to just hit the ship?
Yeah.
I mean, which one?
The one with the three guys in it.
Okay. The ship has no reflex, so... or it's an object, so it has like a 10 reflex.
And also, if I make a mechanics check, it has the... for placement, it can increase my multiplier. So can I do the mechanics check?
Sure.
Okay, that's it's still full damage, so 16. So that's a total of 32 damage.
Jesus Christ!
No DR on that thing.
And what's the blast radius of a limpet mine?
It just blows up. It goes right through the DR and goes into the engine.
So does it? Yeah, does it?
It blows up and out. Yeah.
Oh, it blows up and out. Yeah. So basically, anything on or in the ship.
Yeah.
Explodes.
Yeah, it basically forces the explosion into and through the ship and around.
Lovely. And you did how much damage?
31.
Yeah, I mean, you blow their speeder up and them with it.
I mean, nice job, Trevor.
You dealt over double damage to these guys.
I'm just going to stand there on my little speeder with the birds flying.
So they're dead then. Yeah, those three Rhodians are dead.
And then for the rest of my turn, I'm just going to give them the double bird.
Chubrub just sitting there.
Okay. Okay.
So, Sawbone. So, Sawbone, there is an Aqualish and a Duro. What you going to do?
I'm going to shoot that Duro.
Shoot the Duro. What you got?
13.
13 hits.
13.
13 damage?
Yeah.
You blast him, and he goes, "Hurk!" and hits the ground, and is unconscious. That's a kill.
It's my turn.
Mr. D-Bag.
He's not in my line of sight. Can I jump out the vehicle?
Move.
Yeah. Jump out over.
Jetpack.
climb across Willie's lap. I got this, Willie.
I'll lean back.
So sorry.
But do you give him the ass?
You go nuts to butt?
Him,
yeah, you go nuts to butt?
Yeah, I give him the butt.
Okay.
He leaned back, but I still kind of just like brush. I don't know. It's been a long time in the desert. And I take a shot at Palpatine. Well,
at the Aqualish.
16.
16 hits.
12 damage.
12 damage.
Yeah.
You hit him, and he goes down one on the condition track.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! He's still in fighting shape, though.
I still hit him, though.
Willie.
I yell him, and it looks like you're about to die. 21 persuasion. Vince.
He realizes he's about to die and is demoralized. Mark and Obi.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Let me see if I can end this for you, okay?
Yeah, jump out of their ship.
Onto their ship and be like...
Oh. Yeah, like a cool jump.
Yeah,
like a cool movie style jump.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So can I do that?
Please role play it.
That's an acrobatics check.
Hey,
as well.
Check out this jump.
Acrobatics.
Yeah. What's your acrobatics? Do you have acrobatics?
No.
Oh no.
So I just make a dex check. Huh? Make a dex check.
Plus one.
24.
Nice. It looks just exactly like you wanted to.
Yes.
Oh, man, let's
hear
it.
So
you
so
guys looks, wa- and you guys it all watched
super
it.
Super dope.
Yeah, so you jump from one to the other. You can see if your lightsaber out because you probably did.
And I twirl it as I jump.
All
right. Okay. And now I'll roll for an attack, right?
Yeah, make an attack.
Let's make this fucking
look. Yeah, because otherwise... Oh, please don't make it. So, like, everyone's like, yeah!
He's on the edge of his seat over there.
hey, Jeremy, you could use a force point to make sure it hits.
Ew. I'm doing it. Go. Okay, if you have to.
So, 13. That's a hit.
Yes! Yes!
Roll up, roll up damage.
7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, so you jump over there, you're twirling your lightsaber, and then you just bring it down on this dude, and you just cut him just from toe to tip.
Yeah.
I was going to say from collarbone to hip.
There you go.
Just slash this dude in half.
Hey, that was for all my bad films.
And then he slides.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah. And then his body just slowly just...
And then
the slides.
I'm gonna look over at Chub Rub. You want any of this?
Oh, God. Bring it, motherfucker.
Birds turn to double thumbs up.
The Duro is still alive but unconscious.
Finish him.
Hey, I know we had a lot of fun with these other guys, but should we maybe interrogate this one?
So it worked out last time.
Yeah.
He called on the comms. That's not dangerous.
Well. Yeah, I run over to him and I shoot him in the
chest. So are you guys...
Wait, what?
I'm really on a roll here.
He runs over and shoots him in the dick.
Okay.
Didn't we say he'd get dark side points? Yeah.
Is that...
One Excuse more me. And you get a dark side point.
A dick side point?
What if we take his comms away and then interrogate him?
I shoot him in the comm.
The other one didn't tell us anything.
That's true.
Though he didn't know.
Hey, we still have one of their speeders intact, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a free speeder.
No. Let's take him. Let's tie him up to that speeder. And then let's...
Send it into the sun.
That's miles away.
It's all right. Me and Sawbone got this.
We'll go back. We'll just go back.
Yeah. I still got three bricks of plastic explosive. Let's do this.
We wouldn't kill him if we just tied him up to his...
And we just sent him off into the desert.
So while you guys are standing there... While you guys are standing there trying to decide what you're going to do, you see... Six figures appear.
Oh, that's a lot of money. Six
and
figures.
Then, nope. six figures appear.
Oh.
And then there's a flash and a bang, and you guys are knocked out.
Not this shit again.
Baboosh!
Baboosh!
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.